Welcome to the Teachers on Fire podcast. I'm your host, Tim Cavey, and today I want to bring you another edition of what I'm calling Sparks, mini-segments intended to spark your thinking and ignite your practice. These short episodes are based on my written reflections, which you can find on the Teachers on Fire magazine at medium.com. Today's spark is titled, Remote Learning Must Get Horizontal. It was about 5 years ago that I decided to change the way I structured my classrooms whenever and wherever I could. No more columns, no more adjacent rows. I wanted my middle and high school students to sit in groups. Not a radical idea, but an important shift in my thinking. This year, I teach 28 eighth graders, and during the pre-virus days when school was in session, I arranged their desks in 7 groups of 4. Ah, the good old days. My rationale comes from the 5 C's, a big part of my philosophy of education and the values that underpin the core competencies for all K-12 students in my district. The 5 C's are creativity, critical thinking, collaboration, communication, and curiosity. Those are precious words for educators because they speak to our ultimate goal for kids, don't they? Add compassion to that list and we have ourselves a contributing, productive member of society. Back to the desks. I seat students in groups because it's in their engagement, their interaction, their support of each other's work that they develop the 5 C's each and every day. They learn to communicate effectively. They learn to collaborate and negotiate. They learn to critique each other's work kindly, helpfully, and respectfully. Their creativity inspires their neighbors, and their passions spur new curiosities and wonder. Every teacher knows what this looks like at its best. Kids deeply engaged, speaking, questioning, prompting, laughing, encouraging. The 5 C's thrive on horizontal peer-to-peer interactions. This is what the classroom can and should be. This is why we learn in shared physical spaces. It's especially for these reasons that the remote learning environment has hurt kids, and to some extent, it's hurting learning. That much is unavoidable. But the age of Corona overlaps with the age of the internet, and for learners privileged enough to have access to Wi-Fi, a reliable device, and a secure learning environment, there is a lot that technology allows us to do. Google Classroom is primarily vertical. Google Classroom is amazing. I love its simplicity, its efficiency, and the way it integrates with Drive, Docs, Slides, Sheets, Calendar, and the rest of the G Suite so effortlessly. It does a lot, but for all its strengths, Google Classroom is fundamentally a vertical platform. It's built around teacher-to-student and student-to-teacher transmissions of information. Uploads, downloads, and private comments describe a lot of the activity on Google Classroom. Yes, I know that Google Classroom, or GC as I affectionately call it, supports class comment threads and interactive quick questions in the stream. And of course the G Suite apps that we know and love support powerful real-time collaboration. More on that in a moment. But Classroom itself, as learning management systems go, doesn't do the best of jobs in terms of supporting native collaboration and communication. Google for Education will continue to improve the platform and provide better iterations each year, but as it stands, it's not a great supporter of the 5 C's. Thankfully, there are other phenomenal apps and tools that are stepping up to partly replace the horizontal connections that we see in a normal classroom. Getting horizontal in the remote learning environment. G Suite Classics. Docs, Slides, and Sheets continue to support synchronous collaboration and productivity like no other tools. Students work together in real time, creating, commenting, editing, and negotiating to create representations of learning. As a teacher, I can drop in, watch work unfold, and make suggestions while it happens. Google Meet and Hangouts. Then there are the lesser-known bench players of the G Suite that have stepped up to play pivotal roles in this remote learning game. Google Meet has evolved and improved quickly to support powerful video conferencing and screen sharing. Google Hangouts serves as a simple but effective instant messaging tool that allows my class to raise questions and get answers from me or peers in short order. The Seesaw Blog. Before the crisis, I rarely asked students to push work out to the blog on Seesaw. That was probably a mistake because the blog has been fantastic in the remote learning environment. The blog is a critical feature in Seesaw that leverages an already powerful learning management system to get more eyeballs on student work. With parents and teachers already in the audience, the blog allows classmates to see, like, and comment on each other's learning. Flipgrid. Of course, we also have the legend, Flipgrid, which facilitates user-friendly video sharing, screencasting, replies, and comments at scale. My students recently completed a round of spoken word poetry presentations on Flipgrid, and the viewing statistics that followed blew my mind. These numbers scream community. So on the Flipgrid topic, and remember this was just one topic on Flipgrid, I had 25 responses, 482 replies, 6,048 views, and 129.3 hours of shared learning. Padlets. And then there is Padlet, an app that I had only played with before the crisis. In the remote learning environment, it's been a superstar. Students create, post, and share quickly and easily in real time, and they can like and comment just as quickly. I've used Padlets many different ways, but this morning was another first. I broke out a Padlet during our circle check-in on Google Meet, inviting students to share an illustration of something they're obsessing about right now. It was so fun, so visual, so accessible, and students each had their turn on the Google Meet call to explain the thinking behind their post. Beautiful. Final thoughts, getting horizontal to support the 5 C's. Whatever we use and however we make it happen, we have to find ways to replace the desk groups of our normal classrooms. We have to build community. We have to facilitate sharing. To support the 5 C's, learning can't happen vertically. We have to get horizontal. My name is Tim Cavey, and I'm proud to contribute to the education conversation through the Teachers on Fire podcast. Make sure to connect with me at Teachers on Fire on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook to catch more from me and hear from amazing educators who are bringing growth and transformation to K-12 education today. And if you're interested in hearing more audio blog content like this episode, make sure you subscribe to the Teacher Blogs podcast. If you're listening on a mobile device, just search for the Teacher Blogs podcast on the very same podcast player you're using right now. Thanks again for listening to this Spark episode. Take care, stay safe, and have a great day.